谢诗班给我们那么美好的一首的诗歌，在复活节的早晨今天在我们中间来献唱。
Thank you, choir, for delivering such a great number and leading us in worship.
其实上周日是基督教的日子当中叫中树节。
Last Sunday was actually what we call Palm Sunday.
中树节就是纪念当时耶稣在世最后一次进入耶路撒冷。
Palm Sunday commemorates the last entry of Christ into the city of Jerusalem.
当时可以说是耶稣基督的生平中间一次最光彩的一夜。
It can what we call one of the high points of Jesus Christ's life.
因为犹太人过节，所以大家都庆贺这个他们认为的王就诞生了。
Because it was a festival and they were celebrating their king coming into the city.
全部的百姓包括耶稣的门徒都期待着这一天来临。
All the citizens including the disciples of Christ were looking forward to that day.
就是当耶稣进入耶路撒冷之后宣布犹太人从罗马帝国当中独立的那一天，他们在期待着。
They were looking forward for the entry of Christ into the city and then declaring the independence of the Jewish people from the Roman government.
但是永远都没有想到的事情发生。
But what happened, it was beyond their imagination.
就是几天的时间嘛。
Just a couple of days.
怎么事情会变得那么快啊？
How can things just develop like that?
竟然有一天的晚上，耶稣基督暗暗的被人家抓掉了。
And how come just on that night, and Jesus Christ was just being arrested?
而且出卖他是自己兄弟里面一个人。
And he was betrayed by one of his brothers.
祭司长当时的宗教的领袖把耶稣基督很快的就在宗教的法庭给判。
And the religious leaders actually gave him a verdict in their own courts.
然后又带到这个罗马的法庭。
And then they brought him to the law of the Roman governor.
逼着这个比拉多把耶稣基督变成一个叛国的一个人。
Before Pontius Pilate, they declared him as a betrayal of their country.
他们坚持罗马法庭一定要判耶稣死刑，而且当天就要判。
They insisted that the laws of the Roman government send him to jail and insisted that that day he was given the verdict.
可以说这些门徒啊，心脏差一点的都受不了这个消息。
Wow, the disciples with a weaker heart would not be able to stand that.
快成这样子。
So fast.
当天就要判，当天就得死。
It was given the verdict the same day he was sentenced to death.
所有的人包括耶稣好像非常无助的就被送到这个十字架上。
Everyone was so helpless looking at Christ being sent to the cross.
耶稣被钉死。
He was nailed to the cross until death.
罗马兵验过耶稣是被钉死的。
The Roman soldiers, they have examined, he indeed died on the cross.
也确实说被钉在十字架上没有一个人可以逃过死这个字。
And the reality is, everyone who was nailed on the cross cannot escape death.
如果没有死呢，就确定他一定得死。
If he hadn't died, then he would just die underneath.
当时的罗马兵就用枪在十字架上的耶稣基督在他的肋旁戳了一枪，连肺连心脏一起戳了。
And the Roman soldiers, what they did was they pierced a spear into his heart and lungs.
有血和水流出来。
And the blood and water came out.
耶稣一点动静都没有。
He did not even move a bit.
死了。
He's dead.
他们也把耶稣就很快的就放进一个坟墓。
And they put him into a tomb quickly.
是有两个很有势力的权贵，一个是约瑟，另外一个是尼哥底母。
And there were two people, one was Joseph, one was Nicodemus.
虽然时间很紧急，但是也算是给耶稣一个厚葬礼。
Time was very short, and then they actually just gave him a quick burial.
用细麻布捆上，然后起码用75到100磅的香料把耶稣全身给抹上了。
They wrapped him in linen clothing and then anointed him with about 75 to 100 pounds of spices and myrrh.
把耶稣放在一个全新的坟墓当中，然后用一个两吨的石头 boom 就给关上了。
They put him into a new tomb and then close that tomb with a stone worth about 2 tons weight.
有时候我们想，为什么耶稣有这样的一个结局？
And then we thought, how come Jesus have such a kind of ending?
这是上帝的铺排。
This is the way God works.
这是在犹太人的心目中第一次的那种很出奇的结局，以为耶稣是王，结果耶稣死了。
And in the eyes of the Jewish people, they thought he was the king, and yet he died.
犹太人就过了他们的安息日。
So the Jewish people, they went ahead with the Sabbath.
所以星期五耶稣被钉，然后过了星期六，然后周日的早上就是第三天。那些的妇人就去看耶稣。
So on Friday, Christ was died on the cross, and then we wait for Saturday, and then Sunday morning, the ladies, they went to the tomb to take a look at Christ's body.
我请何伟帮我们念星期天、礼拜天的早上到底发生什么事情，请他念《路加福音》24:1-12.
May I have Brother He to recite to us the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24.
七日的头一日。黎明的时候，那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到坟墓前，看见石头已经从坟墓滚开了，他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。正在猜疑之间，突然有两个人站在旁边，衣服放光。妇女们惊怕，将脸伏地，那两人就对他们说，为什么在死人中找活人呢？他们不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们？说，人子必须被交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。他们就想起耶稣的话来，便从坟墓那里回去，把一切事告诉11使徒和其余的人。那告诉使徒的就是抹大拉的玛利亚和约亚拿，并雅各的母亲玛利亚，还有与他们在一处的妇女。他们这些话，使徒以为是胡言，就不相信。彼得起来，跑到坟墓前，低头往里看，见细麻布独在一处，就回去了，心里稀奇所成的事。
妇女没有想到他们当天早上是拿着这些的香膏，起码要对他们所谓的弥赛亚有一点点的表示。
So the women who took the precious gold, myrrh and spices to anoint the body of Christ, they were hoping to do something good for her for the last time.
就到他们回去一个非常清晰的一个新的坟墓，前面有大石头挡着这个地方，他们是非常清楚的，就拐弯进去了。
So they went to this tomb with this huge stone on the entrance. So they went across around that stone.
另外一个爆炸性的事情发生在他们的眼前。
And then something really surprising happened before their eyes.
石头滚开了。
The stone was rolled away.
看耶稣不在了。
Jesus was not in there.
他们心里非常的害怕。
They were very, very afraid.
是谁把耶稣拿走的？
So who took the body of Christ away?
不可能是我们啊。
Would be us.
我们都躲起来了。
We were hiding.
是谁啊？
Who would that be?
就在那个时候，有天使向那些的妇女说，耶稣已经复活了。
At that time, the angels of hosts came and declared to those women, Christ has resurrected, he's arisen.
他们心里不知道怎么样去想。
And they couldn't even fathom that.
就是潜意识的反应，就回去跟他们的这些的门徒，跟彼得来说。
So their natural instinct was just to dash back home and just speak to the disciples about it.
彼得听到了不相信，他说：“我非得知道你们说的对不对，我要亲自去看一下。”
And Peter thought, "That's unbelievable. I'm going to go check it out myself."
但他约翰两个人就奔到那个的坟墓的当中来看。
So Peter and John dashed to the tomb just to look out for themselves.
一看，果然石头滚开了。
And indeed, the stone was rolled away.
怎么这些的麻布还在里面呢？
How come the linen clothing were still in there?
包头的这个头巾也放在另外一处。
The cloth that wrapped around his head was put aside somewhere else.
一个非常非常大的一个问号。
It was a huge question mark.
空坟墓。
It's an empty tomb.
空坟墓到现在为止。
Up to even today, the empty tomb.
跟以前的那些不相信耶稣基督的人和耶稣的门徒是一样。
Together with the disciples and those who were unbelieving are the same.
你知道在那一刻不是耶稣基督复活看到耶稣基督只是看到空坟墓大家要知道这个事情。
You know, at that time, they were not seeing Christ, a resurrected Christ. They just saw an empty tomb.
是空的坟墓。
A tomb that's absolutely empty.
空的。
Empty.
大家有个非常大的问号耶稣在哪里
They had a huge question mark in them. Where is Jesus?
他的身体他的尸体在哪里
Where is that body of Jesus?
门徒没看见其他人也不知道
The disciples surely didn't see it. Other people had no clue.
但是非常明确的明明耶稣是钉死然后埋葬了然后有兵丁在那里滚的在那个大石头前面在挡着在守着怎么现在不见了
So, but very clearly he was nailed on the cross he died he was put in the tomb and even the soldiers were put there on guard
耶稣是不是复活我们不知道但是坟墓是空着的
We were not sure if Christ was resurrected but then this is a truth the tomb is empty
怎么是空的呢
How come it's empty?
包括门徒没有人知道
Even the disciples, they have no clue.
但是这是上帝的编排这个是非常重要的一件事情空坟墓
But that's the arrangement of God. That's the way it's supposed to be. An empty tomb.
跟以前的人一样跟当时的门徒一样
Same with the people, same with the disciples.
要相信耶稣基督从死里复活是要有信心去相信的
To believe that Christ has come up from death and resurrected, we need faith.
信耶稣基督的存在，信耶稣基督是救世主，信耶稣基督从死里面复活，都是要用信心去信的，不是凭眼去看的。
To accept that He is our Savior, He is Lord, He is the resurrected God, it takes faith, not just physical facts.
所以耶稣基督也是在上帝的安排的中间，必须把空坟墓放在一切之先。
So according to the arrangements of our Heavenly Father, the empty tomb was part of this whole plan.
今天我们要证据吗
？Do we need evidence?
其实历史当中太多的事情。
Actually, from history, there's too many of them.
我们根本不可能去还原。
It's hard just to lay it out before you.
但是就像很多的案子一样，现场没有人在，但是案照样判了。
But according to many, many cases, there were no eyewitnesses, but then still we gave it the decision.
因为这个法官在很多的见证人、旁证、主证这些一切的当中，把事实还原了。
Because ahead of all the witnesses and those who were eyewitnesses, the judge was able to figure out the facts.
没有一个人在现场，但是案却判了。
There were not one eyewitness there, but then they decide on the fact.
他们相信当时只有一个事实。
They believe that was only one truth.
就是空的坟墓。
It was the empty tomb.
今天你跟我一样要回答一个问题。
So today you and I, we need to answer a question.
空坟墓
Empty tomb.
代表了什么
What does that mean?
当时那么多的见证人都知道这个坟墓是空了。但是空坟墓代表什么呢
So many eyewitnesses, there's an empty tomb. But what does that mean?
有时候我们知道上帝安排一切的事情他有他自己的智慧和美好的安排
And we all know that God's way is always higher than our ways
空坟墓要用信心去相信
An empty tomb takes faith to believe
从耶稣确实的被钉被葬以至于空坟墓中间有一个非常非常大的一个事情要用信心才能相信
From Christ dying for us on the cross, being buried, and now an empty tomb. There's one thing that happened in between that we need to examine.
在门徒的心目当中看到了这个空坟墓。
In the hearts of the disciples, when they saw the empty tomb,
有的人相信，有的人还不相信。
Some believed, some were wondering.
耶稣就进入了第二步。
And then Christ entered into the second step.
原来这个结局有一个更奇妙的一个安排。
It's actually an amazing ending.
第一次是以耶稣基督要做王，然后结果耶稣死了，这是第一次的很出奇的一个结局。
Supposedly he was going to be king, but then he died. That was the ending.
但是后面是更奇妙的一个结局，死了怎么空了坟墓？
But then what happens after that is an even more amazing turnaround. When he died, how come there's an empty tomb?
这是其他宗教里面没有的。
It's what other religion has cannot be compared to.
每个人都是去那些的宗教的这些的带领者的坟墓去敬拜，很敬仰他，但是那个带领者是死的。
Everybody goes to the shrine or the tomb of the religious leaders and they worship there.
去拜祭的，但是只有基督教里面的耶稣基督是被称为从死里复活的耶稣基督。
But only in Christianity where we said we had an empty tomb and now God is a resurrected God.
耶稣按着当时圣经的一个记载，又给我们看到另外一个在空坟墓后面的一个动作。
According to the scriptures, Jesus allowed us to see another picture that was after the picture of the empty tomb.
圣经是这样说的，是记载在路加福音24章。第36到43节。
That's what's being recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 33 onwards.
正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中，说：“愿你们平安。”他们却惊慌害怕，以为看见的是魂。耶稣说：“你们为什么愁烦？为什么心里起疑念呢？你们看我的手，我的脚。”就知道实在是我了，摸我看看，魂无骨无肉，你们看我是有的。说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看，他们正喜得不敢信，并且稀奇。耶稣就说：“你们这里有什么吃的没有？”他们便给他一片烧鱼，他接过来在他们面前吃了。
这是耶稣显现给门徒的一个片段。
This is an excerpt where Christ revealed himself to his disciples.
耶稣原本被钉，然后后来空坟墓，然后后来耶稣忽然的出现在门徒的住的地方，忽然出现。
So Jesus was nailed to the cross, and then there was an empty tomb, and suddenly he just revealed himself to the disciples.
这我们有一些年轻人啊，很喜欢看电影的。
So for those young people who loves movies,
你看到一些现在这些的电影当中啊，这个桥段是非常相似，像跟耶稣这个很相似的。
And some of the movies, they're like with the plot here that we just spoke about.
这个超级英雄在跟这些对手在打的时候
，superhero fighting the bandits,
就一个站在他们前面，对面就机关枪、手榴弹、坦克车，砰打，炸个半个小时。
And then he was the superhero standing in front of all these bandits, and then they were throwing everything at him for half an hour.
然后，当这个瓦砾和灰尘慢慢定过来之后
，Suddenly the dust starting to come down and get cleared.
好像没有人的时候
，As if there's nobody there.
这个超级的英雄就在那些瓦砾当中，就起来了。
And then the superhero arises up again.
然后比之前更加的厉害，就发现了他最厉害的地方，就站在敌人面前。
And he was more powerful than before, and he just stood there untouched.
然后就咵就回去了，就全部就倒了。
And then he beat them all up.
就抄圣经的，我看。
I think it's copying from the gospel, you know.
耶稣故意按着上帝的这个的安排。钉在十字架上，好像钉在罪人的手中。
According to the arrangement of God, Christ was nailed to the cross, like being nailed amidst all those people who had committed crimes.
又死了，又埋葬了，然后第三天。
He died. He was buried, and on the third day.
忽然以为看不到他，忽然他就咵就出来了。
When you think he had disappeared forever, suddenly he just start coming back again.
这就是耶稣显现的第一个动作，就是他非常有能力的忽然站在这个门徒的面前。
The first thing he did was in power he stood before his disciples.
我们知道他的身体是有很大的不一样，跟这个钉十字架之前。
His body compared to his body on the cross has changed.
前面的圣经说，两个的门徒在路上，他忽然跟他们讲话，忽然就不见了。
The Bible says when the disciples talked to him on the road to Emmaus, they suddenly he just disappeared.
然后忽然又到这个门徒的中间。
And then he appeared again amidst their disciples.
耶稣可以忽然不见，忽然出现。
He can disappear and reappear again.
是有很大的不同。
It's very different from before.
所以我们相信耶稣基督在坟墓出来的时候，他自己都不用滚那个石头，你知道吗？他不用滚那个石头，他怎么出来了？
So we believe when he got resurrected, he didn't even need to roll that stone, you know?
你知道什么叫金蝉脱壳吗？
You know how you need to escape from a body hatch pod?
捆耶稣那个布还在，那个膏还在，他就出去了。
Linen that was wrapped around him, he just like, he was gone.
所以滚开这个石头不是让、啊、滚开然后耶稣 就走出来，不是这个意思。
So when we say the stone was rolled away, doesn't need to really roll the stone and he has to walk out.
耶稣在石头还关上的时候他可以出来的。
Even when the stone was right there, didn't move, he could just come out.
石头滚开是谁 给谁看的？
The stone being rolled away was for whom?
是给妇女看而已，才滚开石头，因为要让知道他们说耶稣复活，耶稣出来，就这么简单。
The rolled away stone was for the women to see, so they know, wow, it's an empty tomb.
我当时在预备的时候，我读圣经读得非常的入神。
As I was preparing, I was reading into scripture.
我就想象自己是门徒里面的一个人。
And I would imagine myself as being one of the disciples.
然后就忽然耶稣就出现在他们面前，他们都非常的惊讶。
And suddenly, Jesus appeared before me, and we were all very, very surprised.
我就想象我在当时，我说耶稣，我知道你很厉害，但是下次能不能先敲门一下？
I imagine myself saying to Christ, I know you're really powerful, but next time, can you please knock first?
耶稣是非常非常有能力的。
He's really, really powerful.
他也能吃啊，能吃这个鱼。
He can eat the fish.
这一切要告诉我们什么呢？
And what does it tell us?
就是耶稣复活的身体，信耶稣的人有一天也会有这样的身体。
When we look at the resurrected body of Christ, one day our resurrected body will be exactly like him.
这就是耶稣基督在复活之后要表达给我们知道的事情。
So after resurrection, this is what he was trying to reveal to us.
所以耶稣的出现要告诉我们，他复活的身体是怎样，我们信他的人也有那样的身体。
So the appearance of Christ indicates to us what it's going to be like with our resurrected bodies when one day we'll be like him.
是超越一切的物质这些所障碍的，没有东西可以障碍一个人。
It's far beyond any material things that we can go through.
耶稣基督的复活的出现也有另外一个的意义。
When Christ appeared after his resurrection, there's another meaning to us.
那这个很重要，我希望大家能够明白这一点哈。这个圣经写的非常非常的有意思啊。
That's a very important point, so pay attention.
如果你跟门徒跟我一样走到这个以为耶稣死了就是结局，其实不是结局。
So if you're like me, like those disciples, and we think, okay, now Christ has died, that is the ending. It's not really the ending.
很多人以为死定了，死了，没有希望了，没有出路了。
So、
以为那个就是结局，很多人就这么想了。
So you see Christ dead, okay, that's the end. No more hope. We're doomed.
很多人在身体上，在这个人际的关系上，在人生的意义上面，已经走到一个死亡的意思，就是没有出路，没有希望了。这个叫做死。
How many of us in our relationships, in our marriage, in our different cases, we've come to a dead end, and we say it's doomed.
但是进入基督的信仰中间，这一切面对的困难甚至死亡不是最后的结局，大家要留意这一点。
So pay attention, as in the faith of Christ, when we see something appearing as being dead, it may not be the final ending.
这是上帝一贯的一个作风。
That's the way how God works all the time.
因为在我们的生活的里面要有复活这么一回事。
Because in our lives, there is resurrection all the time.
所以我们也看到我们进入基督教会的一些新朋友中间。
So as we enter into the Christian faith, especially for new friends,
其实很多人他是各方面有能力，也拥有一样的地位，但是在某一些不能控制的情况里面，他是像死人一样。
Many of us, in certain ways, we have power, we have status, but in certain areas of our life, we just lost control. It's like that part is dead.
但是当你遇到这个耶稣基督的时候，其实那个所谓的结局或死并不是你最后的结局。
But when we meet Christ in that dead end, in that dead case, it may not be the final destination.
因为后面还有复活。
Because there can still be resurrection.
那个时候你真正就碰到这个信仰的能力了。
And at that moment, you have come to the real power of our Christian faith.
所以我们在基督里的人，或者是进入基督信仰的一切的人，当我们看到这个死亡困难的时间，那个不是我们的结局。
So for those of us who know Christ and in the faith of Christ, when we see things that appears as dead, that's not the ultimate ending.
因为后面上帝有一个新的一个的做法要在我们的中间。
Because God is giving us a new way after that.
就是复活。
And that's resurrection.
耶稣的出现还有第三个。这个意识
The resurrection of Christ also gave us a third point.
就是当我们在绝境或死亡的中间，我们才会碰到我们的耶稣基督。
It's only in this process of death that we will meet Christ.
就像我们第三段将要念的圣经一样，我们可以念一下。
Just like the third passage, brother will be reading.
念路加福音24第44到46节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verse 44 and onwards.
耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。
我们进入一个好像绝境的环境的中间。
It's like we've come to a point of no return.
当你觉得有一些的地方好像没有出路。
When you see like a dead end before you.
当我们感觉再没有希望，这是一个绝境的中间。
When there's no more hope in your situation.
就像门徒一样，当时在绝境，在绝望的中间。
It's like the disciples who were in this hopeless state.
耶稣走进了这些有绝望的人的中间。
And Christ enters into this hopeless situation.
而且是复活的耶稣走进他的生命的当中。
It's the resurrected Christ who entered into their midst.
使他们的生命开始转变。
And they start changing their lives again.
完完全全的能够明白上帝的心意。
And let's understand the heart of God.
我们中间也有类似的一些的情况。
Maybe there are similar situations in us.
当我们可能身体走到一个绝境的中间。
Maybe our body physically has come to a certain end.
可能我们的人际关系，可能我们生命当中找不到出路的那种绝望的感觉。
Maybe in our human relationships, we have come to this point where there's no more hope.
今天耶稣基督要走进你的环境的中间。
Today, Christ is entering into that particular situation.
他要拣选我们中间一些的人。
He's going to choose some of us over here.
他要主动地跑到你的环境的中间，与你面对面。
He's going to take the initiative to come into that particular situation of your life today.
我们也看到有不少的这些的新来的朋友也告诉我们，就是在他们觉得的绝境中间，他们感觉到有耶稣基督很靠近他们。
And a lot of new friends have shared with me that in their lives, in these states, and there they see Jesus Christ entering right into that point.
怎么现在在教会里面，我所听到的圣经会让我感动呢？
How come this scripture that I've just heard just touches my heart so much?
为什么这首的诗歌开始讲我自己的故事呢？
How come this worship song I'm singing is actually telling me about my own story?
为什么我以前不相信这个耶稣基督，我现在开始向他来祷告呢？
How come before I said I will not believe in this Jesus Christ, but now I'm praying to him?
其实以前耶稣都讲过的事情，那个时候没有感觉。
Actually, whatever Christ has taught before, has spoken before, I had no feelings at that time.
但是在整个的绝境的中间，当耶稣走进我们生命的时间，我们就开始有不同的感觉。
But right in this hopeless state, as Christ right entered into my situation, I start seeing transformation and feel different.
这也就是我们许许多多的人来经历耶稣基督一个关口。
This is how many of us experienced Christ.
这是一个奇妙的一个的 出路，一个的结局。
This is an amazing way out, an amazing ending.
我们以为是绝境吗？但是遇到耶稣基督，我们又有一个全新的一个开始。
We thought it's the final state, but then now with Christ, there's a new beginning.
所以，亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So my dear friends, my dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天是不是碰到一个最大人生当中的困难呢
？Have you come to a moment of big struggle in your life?
甚至可能是死亡的阴影。
Maybe even come to the shadow of death.
就好像美国很出名的这个总统的牧师叫格里汉牧师。
Just like this is a very famous pastor. 格里汉是谁
？Billy Graham.
Oh, Billy Graham. Okay.
他告诉他的听众，他说：“如果有一天有人告诉你格里汉死了，你不要相信，因为他没有死。”
He tells his audience, "If one day you hear the news Billy Graham has died, don't be sad because he hasn't really died."
因为死亡。不是信耶稣人最后的一个结局。
Because death to the Christian is not the final ending.
我们看了很多基督徒的丧礼或者安息礼拜的中间。
We've been to attended many, many funeral services of Christians.
虽然有失去亲人的沉痛。
Although there's sadness in our relatives and family friends.
但是我每一次在主持这个安息礼拜，我都看。我都问自己，我是不是相信圣经上面所告诉我的，这个人虽然死了，但有一天可以复活呢
？But every time as I lead these services, I always ask myself, do I really believe in the scripture that this person who lies in the coffin right now, one day according to scripture, he will be resurrected?
去年我主持了九个安息礼拜。
Last year I led 9 services, funeral services.
对我的感触非常的深。
It touched my heart deeply.
我认真的问自己。
I ask myself seriously.
我相不相信死人会复活
？Do I really believe in the resurrection of the dead？
我相信。
I do。
我相信。
I do believe。
而且我没有退路的。
Actually, I have no point of return。
我相信。
I believe。
因为耶稣基督已经复活了。
Because Christ has already resurrected。
耶稣对那些的门徒显现。
Christ appeared to his disciples。
并且他继续对他的门徒来工作。
And he keeps working in his disciples。
就像四十七节一直念到四十九节一样，请 Harry。
Just like in verse 47 to 49。
并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。你们就是这些事的见证。我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
所以耶稣基督的复活又不是一个全部的结局。
So therefore the resurrection of Christ is not the complete ending.
好像是一个故事的一个中断而已，但是它又是另外一个故事的开始。
It's just that the middle part of that story which actually opens up a new beginning of a new story.
其实今天晚上啊，在美国这个 NBC 的这个电台中间呢、啊、有一出新的一个关于耶稣的电影要播出来、啊。
So tonight, in the American channel NBC, there's a new TV series coming out tonight.
这个叫 AD 啊。
It's called AD.
就是主后的意思。
That means after Christ.
他要把耶稣基督这个复活之后，然后《使徒行传》里面的电影给播出来。
They're gonna show you what happened after Christ resurrected, which is actually the Acts of the Apostles and all the stories there.
也就是基督教在第一世纪里面开始的那个环境。给演出来
and also the development of the whole Christianity and what happened thereafter.
我始终在仔细的考量，在思考，我只相信一个的答案。
I keep reflecting and reflecting, and I only believe in one answer.
只有门徒认识到，而且见到耶稣基督的复活，他们才有那个勇气去传福音。
Because the disciples have seen with their eyes the resurrection of Christ, they therefore have that courage now to share and testify about Christ.
原本这个的宗教的官府啊，这些的官判了耶稣之后，他们完全的是四散的逃走了。
Originally, when Christ died, they just were scattered.
他们很怕他们，因为判了这个头头就是他们的耶稣，下个就找他们了，有可能。
They were very afraid of the religious leaders because after the head is dead, then the next one is them.
但是经过了这个耶稣基督复活了这个空坟墓啊，见到耶稣基督之后呢
？But because of this whole incident with the empty tomb and seeing the resurrected Christ,
在别人的眼中，这些的门徒 死灰复燃的把基督教用一种爆炸性的发展持续向罗马帝国去进发。
These disciples were transformed internally, and they were now able to declare the word of God to the four ends of the world.
他们反倒在那些判耶稣的官的面前去指出他们说：“你们要认罪悔改。”
They were not afraid of standing before these religious leaders and say, "Repent when the time is here."
对着这些罗马帝国的人，他说：“我就是不能拜这个凯撒的像。”
To the Roman leaders, they were able to say, "We do not worship the God of Caesar."
纵使我下一秒钟要跟这个野兽在这个斗兽场里面跟他搏斗，最后要死。
Even though I'm going to be put to death by those vicious animals, I'm not afraid.
这些原本不是一个战斗的这些的门徒，忽然成为一个勇士。
These people who were timid and scared before now suddenly become the warrior.
请问有其他什么的原因可以解释这一帮人能够改变了整个的这个世界的历史？
What reason could it be that brought such great transformation into this group of people?
以至于以后反对基督教这个罗马帝国也归信了耶稣基督。
So that down the road, even the Roman government who used to be against Christ at one day actually submitted to Christ.
我们没有办法回到历史的中间。
We cannot go back into history.
但是我最后的问题，弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友。
But let me ask you a question, dear friends, dear brothers and sisters.
信耶稣是用信的。
When we say we believe in Christ, we need faith.
你要去研究，有很多的证据要拿出来，就是怕大家不问，越问其实越清楚答案是什么。
We need to give you a lot of evidence so that in case you ask, then we have the clear answers to your questions.
今天我们庆祝复活节。
As we celebrate Easter Sunday today,
我想问的就是我们基督徒中间，我们相不相信耶稣基督已经复活了？
My question to you all.Christians is, do you truly believe Jesus has resurrected?
还是耶稣基督这个复活，还是我们不敢触碰他，因为他太超然了。
Or maybe you said something I don't want to touch because it's just too supernatural for my logic.
我盼望你和我一样的激动，经过查考圣经，经过基督教的历史，我们最后的一个结论就是耶稣基督的确复活了。
I pray that as you read the scripture, the Holy Spirit will move you to say, yes, indeed, Christ.Has resurrected.
但愿耶稣基督得到最高的荣耀。
May all glory be given back to our Lord Jesus Christ.
在每个相信他的人的心中，再一次复活出那种的从死里复活那种生命。
For all believers here, may the resurrecting power of Christ continue to blossom and live in us.
感谢赞美主，我们继续来唱诗，来歌颂，来纪念耶稣基督的复活。
We praise God and let's continue to worship Him.